SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. There have been violent demonstrations in some parts of the world following the deadly explosion outside a Gaza hospital, although American and Israeli intelligence have presented evidence that it was an errant terrorist rocket that blew up. Some insist on blaming Israel. President Biden will address the nation this evening from the Oval Office.
Having just returned from a whirlwind trip to Israel, the president will deliver a primetime speech to discuss two critical world events: the U.S. response to Hamas's terrorist attacks against Israel and Russia's ongoing war against Ukraine. Mr. Biden said he would be asking Congress this week to approve supplemental funding for both Israel and Ukraine, along with some domestic needs. And White House officials are considering a package that could cost tens of billions of dollars. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There were hundreds of arrests during yesterday's protests on Capitol Hill. Demonstrators shouting "Free Palestine" and "Ceasefire now." Several protesters face charges of assaulting a police officer. Also at SRNNews.com, a third vote expected today as House Republicans try again to elect a speaker. Ohio's Jim Jordan is the nominee, unable so far to get the votes needed to get the speaker's gavel. Unemployment applications dropping to an 8-month low last week.
Businesses are continuing to retain workers despite elevated interest rates meant to cool the economy and labor market. The Labor Department reports jobless claim applications fell by 13,000 to 198,000 for the week ending October 14th. That's the fewest since January.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Ford laying off another 150 Michigan auto workers as the UAW strike, which kicked off September 15th, drags on. Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 147 points, the Nasdaq up 3 points. This is SRN News. Americans differ on so-called climate change according to their faith.
Simply put, people who are non-religious are more likely to support climate policies that might put people out of work and raise prices. A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 66% of atheists, agnostics, and followers of no particular faith think such policies are a good idea, versus 53% of white Catholics, 52% of white mainline Protestants, and 41% of white evangelical Protestants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Asia is generally considered to be socially conservative, but LGBT agendas are making inroads. A Hong Kong court has upheld two earlier rulings that supported the granting of subsidized housing benefits to same-sex couples. Currently, Hong Kong only recognizes same-sex marriage for certain purposes, such as taxation, but gay activists are trying to change that through the courts. This is SRN News. A startling confession in Alabama.
The chief suspect in the 2005 disappearance of Natalie Holloway has admitted he killed her and disposed of her remains. The admission part of a plea deal with prosecutors on extortion charges. Joran Vandersloot pleaded guilty Wednesday to trying to extort money from Holloway's mother in exchange for revealing the location of her daughter's body. He was sentenced to 20 years in prison for extortion and wire fraud, but is not charged in Holloway's death or disappearance. U.S. Judge Anna Manasco said she considered Vandersloot's confession to Holloway's murder in her sentencing decision. John Scott reporting.
Authorities at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, say the death of a Marine is being investigated as a case of homicide, and another Marine, considered a suspect, is in custody. The death occurred in a barracks room last night. The Marines offering no further details on the incident. More details at SRNNews.com.